Welcome to the Living Spiritfully podcast, the Mind Body Misfits edition. Here are your hosts for today, Paul Galoro and Claudia Miko.
It is we're the Mind Body Misfits. Here we are together again for the first time since the last time. Hey, Claudia. listeners, we're excited today because we have two of Canada's top fitness trainers with us, Mark and Wendy McCormick, all the way from Edmonton, Alberta. Hi, lovers. How are you?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, hello.
We're kind of in the middle, right? We sort of transcend, you know, we got Toronto, Edmonton, Hawaii. We're sort of the midpoint.
Yeah. Exactly. And we're like, we've got a couple, like, I think it's almost the same it's 2 hours between Mark, Wendy, and I. And then it's 3 hours between you and Claudia. So yeah, you guys are right in the middle.
We're all in every time zone.
Yes, but like, if we're gonna come together, let's not do it in Toronto or Edmonton now because it's freezing. Let's just go to
Hawaii.
Agreed, 70 degrees here. So
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's amazing. So Wendy and Mark, we have you on the show today because we're so thrilled. Next month on March 9th, we're having a virtual we have a virtual fitness education summit that the four of us are putting on together. It's called Wellness From Within, where we're going beyond the typical fitness education, and we're talking about some really important and exciting topics on immune system, perimenopause, and the endocrine system, which is super exciting. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. That's happening on March 9th, 2024, happening in different time zones, starting at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, and 8 a.m. Hawaii time. But before we get into that, check the show's notes, everyone that's listening, for more details, but we'll also let you know. Mark and Wendy, first of all, tell us, how is everything out there in Edmonton, Alberta?
How do you summarize Edmonton?
We got fresh snow, so it's really pretty out right now.
So. Sweet.
Yeah, and it's actually quite mild. It's lovely. Yeah, for a winter day.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, love that. And love that the two of you are here. So the four of us, Wendy and Mark, we haven't met in real life, but Wendy, you and I have been connected for a couple of years now. We met through Lawrence Biscontini's Zoom at Noon, which was really exciting. And Claudia, you were there too. Yeah, you were in Zoom at Noon, right?
Yeah, I was in it too. It was part of my COVID-19, something to grasp reality with my cohorts and friends. And it was very nice to meet everybody and meet you guys during that time. So I'm very excited that we're all going to be together. And how long have you got your dynamic duo? How long have you been in the fitness industry, the two of you?
Since 1997.
And I started in 96.
Wow.
So 1996.
It's been a little while.
So it's been 30 years almost.
Right out of the womb.
Yeah. 26, 28 years, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, there's almost like 90 years. Well, no, I don't know how to do math. There's about 80 years of experience. No, I have to do better math.
Mark and I together are almost 50 years.
Okay. And then so Claudia and I are like
50 years,
30 plus 18.
I don't even like to admit how long I've been doing it.
Let's just say there's over 60 years of experience between all of us.
Well over.
Yeah. I don't know how to do math.
Yeah.
Maybe
there's a prize for somebody that can have 5 years of experience.
That'll be a question that we'll ask at the Wellness From Within. So almost 30 years of experience, 50 combined between the two of you. That's pretty amazing. Tell us, like, what brought you into fitness, and what's your fitness philosophy?
You start, Mark.
Wow. Oh, gosh. What brought me into fitness? That's a tough one. I just, often you have like role models when you're a little kid, or maybe a movie or something in the media, or, you know, I guess back then it was like magazines or TV shows or movies. And I just remember I was a young kid, but I really admired Bo Jackson. He was a football player and baseball player, played two major league sports at once. And, you know, that was a unique thing at the time. And I just remember that as like, you know, a little bit of a role model. I was like, you know what? I was a scrawny kid, but I was like, I want to be strong. I want to feel that way. And so I started working out in my bedroom, just doing things I, you know, thought you could do, and push-ups and that type of thing, lunges. I remember just doing that a lot. And then, you know, I was very, I guess, adventurous and wanted to do lots of different activities. I golfed as a young kid, did track, did a lot of cycling. And then got into high school, and a track coach set me up on a program, bigger, faster, stronger program, and started lifting weights. And like, I could start to see the differences, and this scrawny kid that I used to be all of a sudden became like a strong kid. And nice. It was like one of those kids that I saw other kids admiring and going through that process. And, you know, that kind of just brought on this whole different level of confidence in me. And then I just wanted to push that more and more. And then it just continued from there, really. I went
and
into the military.
Interested in fitness. And how did you get interested in teaching others? Like, where was there a moment when you were like, I really want to help other people to feel the way that I want to feel? Was there ever a moment where you felt like that in the process?
Yeah, it was almost an instinctual thing, because I had invested so much into my own knowledge, learning and practicing. And then other people just naturally asked questions, and they just wanted to know, or they would just be talking about it, and then I would just help them. And it felt, that just felt so natural to do that. And it also felt like, hey, I'm good at this. And when you're younger, you know, you're kind of exploring what do you want to do in life, and what things interest you. And that was just one thing that was always present, as this is something I know a lot about. I invest a lot of time into it, and trying to learn as much as I can. And I really like to help other people, and I really like sharing this knowledge, and they don't know, but they need to know. Right. And yes. So it just kind of just continued from there, right?
That's amazing.
And a lot of times back in those early days, like 27 years ago, fitness wasn't the career as it is today, right? So right. It was harder to kind of figure that out. But, you know, got
yeah,
pointed in the right
direction.
Yeah, how
am I going to make a living doing this?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. But look at you now. You were, excuse me, you were named one of Canada's top fitness trainers by Impact Magazine, correct?
Mm-hmm.
When was that?
That's right. 2022.
Nice. That's amazing. Congratulations. Now, were the two of you nominated at the same time and named at the same time? Wendy, were you also have that title, correct?
No, I've actually been nominated 3 times, but I haven't won yet. So.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Gone money.
Yes.
Okay. Being nominated is amazing. Yeah.
It is.
Yes.
It is.
Yes. Yes. There's so many fitness professionals that have been nominated, and it's a difficult choice to pick the winners. So yeah, it is really an honor to be nominated. So.
Yeah. And Wendy, you have a very extensive resume, I guess we can say, because you do group stuff, you do private, you're an educator as well, because you train for CEC workshops.
I'm a YMCA Canada educator, so I do quite a bit of that through the YMCA, and then privately as well. I'll get on the circuit at least locally in this province, and I've got a couple things coming up in Saskatchewan this year as well. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to be able to do a little bit of getting out and about, and sharing knowledge and inspiring the next generation of instructors.
Absolutely.
So how did you get into it, Wendy?
Lots of things just happened by accident, right? As a kid, my dad developed bursitis in his hip, from driving. He's a bus driver. And I remember that quite impactfully because he was in so much pain. He would have been in his 30s probably at that time. And then he started seeing a chiropractor and a massage therapist. And then he started exercising regularly because he was working 8, 12, 15 hour days when he was doing overtime of sitting there driving, right? So you just are in that repetitive movement of sitting, but just working pedals. He started working out and that became part of his regular routine. And we ended up getting a family membership to one of the City of Edmonton facilities, and we would go as a family and swim. So that sort of started the foundation of exercise. And then when I was in high school, my girlfriends and I all decided that we needed to start working out because we were getting chubby from eating ice cream and watching soap operas. And we started going to our local YMCA early in the morning. And one of the days that we were there, the regular instructor was away and somebody was subbing, and bless her heart, she tried, but she didn't know what she was doing, but she was just calling out the step moves. And my girlfriends and I, we were just doing it. She's like, well, you guys should be fitness instructors. We weren't old enough at that time, but it was a seed that was planted when I was about 17 years old. And after high school, I moved to Vancouver and lived out there and ended up working at a women's fitness facility there doing reception. And then they said, well, you know, sorry, but you have to start teaching classes as well. It's part of the package deal. Okay, sure, teach me how. And I got some in-house training on how to be a fitness instructor and then took my group fitness. And from there, you pretty much couldn't drag me off the stage.
Love that. Did the two of you meet in fitness, or like, did you meet outside and then was like, hey, like, where's the fitness connection between the two of you?
Yes and no, actually. It's funny. So my cousins were very good friends with Mark's friend from the Navy. And I was living in Vancouver at the time. Mark was in Minnesota going to school. And he was coming out to visit his buddy and to write his exam. Yeah, his personal training exam. And so my cousin said to me, hey, Wendy, you have to meet this guy, because he's into fitness, he's Lutheran, and what was the other thing? I can't remember what he said. And then I'm like,
he's good looking.
And he's cute.
Yeah, right? And I'm like, but he's American, sorry, Claudia, and he was in the Navy. I don't know. I don't know about this conversation, this combination, but okay, I'll come to your barbecue and I'll at least be a plus one for the various couples.
It was love ever since.
I love that.
That is so sweet.
Sorry, Claudia, you're American. I don't take it personally. I mean, right now I kind of do, like I'm embarrassed, but I'm jealous of Mark. I want to be Canadian too.
And of course there was something about Canadian girls that apparently was very attractive to US military.
Yeah.
And so then was there a lot of like back and forth before the two of you like got together and settled in, I guess you settled in Vancouver before moving to Edmonton?
Yeah. Well, I was my last year at university, and we had a few, like 3 weeks together right when we met.
Dating.
And then, then it was just long distance for a year. And we went back and forth during the holidays, Christmas and Easter. I think those are the two holidays.
I came up for my birthday in February.
Yeah. Mm. And so it was like a full year with just a couple visits in between. And
it was a lot of talking on the telephone at 10 cents a minute.
Yeah.
Was it rotary?
Yeah, that was $400.
With no WhatsApp.
Back then.
Wow. That's love. When you're willing to rack up your long distance bill, that is love.
Exactly.
Ah, that is amazing. And so the two of you, now you have you're working together and also doing other things in fitness.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. We do a little bit of everything. So COVID kind of brought us together to work together. We also worked for a number of years together at the YMCA. We both had positions there, so that was fun while it lasted. And and then COVID, so we're like, okay, how can we still connect with our community? Because at that time I was working full-time in the fitness industry and our facilities were completely closed. And Mark's like, well, he used social media platforms and Zoom and stuff like that quite extensively for other things already. So he's like, oh, I'll hook you up and you can start teaching classes online. And then I'm like, well, why don't we do some together?
Yeah, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So that's kind of where we merged.
The classes together are the most fun, actually, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So how do you guys keep it fresh? And do you have any different?
That's a loaded question.
I'm like, hang on, Claudia. We're talking
more
fitness.
Personal question. Well, it's not personal, but it's philosophy. Like, when you are working with somebody and you're cohabitating with them, and you know your whole life is intertwined, do you ever have differences of opinion in philosophy, or do you mostly really agree with each other on fitness philosophy? Because we didn't really get to that. You didn't tell us what your fitness philosophy was yet.
In terms of, I'll start on that one. Fitness philosophy. When I first started in the fitness industry, I was working at a chiropractic office, and it was everything all encompassing. We had medical doctors on staff down to like that were doing chelation. We had every type of therapist and a fitness center with tanning beds. So it was like this holistic approach. And I still to this day very much take that same holistic approach. To me, you can't just look at one area of fitness or one area of your health. It's too interconnected. And from an education standpoint, you know, you're going to understand that the interconnectedness of the mind, body, our physiology, and everything that comes into play in our social and emotional health as well. So to me, that is key. And I take that into working with anybody that I work with. And especially on a coaching level, I just feel that you have to address all that stuff in terms of our life together. I feel like that's a key part of it as well. It's that emotional, social, I guess, interaction. And it stemmed from what our basis of our relationship was, communication. And when we did that long distance relationship for a year over the phone, you know, it's okay. We knew that this value that we placed on the communication and knowing each other and falling in love with each other through that was key. And I feel that holding on to that and continuing those activities and those practices, just like we're as fitness pros, we know we need to exercise. We know for our mental health, we need to practice mental health or emotional fitness stuff every day. Same with relationships. And if it's a marriage relationship or romantic relationship, you still need to practice those things on a daily basis. So it's like nurture that and continue that. And I feel like that's just a carryover from that personal relationship into fitness and a holistic approach as well.
That's beautiful, because our relationships are key to our longevity and health.
Yeah. Yeah. Very much so.
That's really sweet. Thank you for sharing that.
And then Wendy, yours is very similar to Mark's, I'm assuming. Is there anything?
Yeah. Well, I would just say that in addition to communication, we've always been very active. Our first dates were, oh, what do you want to do? Well, why don't we walk around Stanley Park? Mark having no idea how big Stanley Park is.
It was 6 miles. I'm just going to go for a casual 6 mile drop. Walk in my boots. Like, I got boots on them.
Right. Then our next date was hiking Mount Baker. And right. Like, we just, this is who we are. We are movers. And I would say within my own philosophy, caring for myself physically is important as caring for myself in every other way. How I feed myself, what I put into my mind, etc. And if I don't have my health, it's very difficult for me to be a good spouse, to be a good mom, to invest into other people. And I'm very much wired for connection. I'm very much that extrovert. And so for me to be around other people, that gives me energy, but it can also, as you know, be incredibly draining. I think we have very similar philosophies around wellness. I don't think we train the same way at all. Like I could do group fitness for 5 hours and still have energy for more, where Mark would be happy to run a marathon or just, you know, lift heavy for 20 minutes, be in and be out. But we find our ways and it's all good.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. So I'm really excited about our collaboration because, well, as Claudia and I, Mind Body Misfits, we love the fitness side, but we also love the emotional, mental connection to the whole thing, the whole mind, body, spirit trifecta. And what attracted us to the two of you is that you very much are aligned with that, and sharing your philosophy with our listeners right now, they resonate with that as well. And so the event that we have that we're putting on Saturday, March 9th is called Wellness From Within. And so why don't we all like take a moment to talk a little bit about the sessions that we're presenting, because as I mentioned earlier, this goes beyond the regular, like what's known as fitness of, you know, push-ups and burpees and heart rates and all of that. And we're going a little bit deeper into the systems of the body, especially with Mark and Wendy. You're talking about perimenopause. It's a really hot topic these days. Claudia's getting into endocrine fitness in her session. And then I'm doing my bit on practices for a healthy immune system, especially this time of year. We want to be very mindful of that. All times of year, we want to have a healthy immune system, but especially in like cold and flu season, we definitely want to have that. So why don't we all take a moment to talk a little bit about like our approach to our reasoning behind the topics that we chose and what those topics are about.
Sounds great. Why don't you start, Claudia? Because we haven't had a whole lot from you yet.
Well, I have been very, very engaged in the holistic field as well for over almost 40 years. And my topic of expertise is endocrine fitness. I've been very into it for several reasons. One, because I've had my own endocrine gland problems over the course of my life, even being a fit and healthy person. So it always forced me to have to research more about the system. And because it's a holistic system, as Mark was talking about how everything is interconnected, I noticed over the years that people in fitness tend to disconnect the body from the mind. But what people don't realize about the endocrine system is that it produces hormones and helps you produce hormones that make you feel a certain way. And when you feel a certain way, that affects the rest of your life, including wanting to go and work out. So mine is really about how the endocrine system maintains balance within our body, looking at it from not only a physical perspective, but from a yogic perspective, and how we utilize the endocrine glands in our meditation practice, in our yoga practice, in our weight training practice as well. So it's the physical, the mental, and we're going to look at how to stimulate those glands through specific breathing practices and movements. And it's not just for fitness instructors. If you're a person that is just curious about your body, or you're an enthusiast about how to stay healthy and how to really stay balanced mentally, especially, which is going to go right along with the proactive approach to perimenopause. It goes right along with the stages of a person's life and how those things change and how our endocrine glands do change over the years and how our hormones make us feel certain ways. So we can help our clients and ourselves to feel better just by doing very specific breathing and movement practices. And that's pretty much what it's about.
Mm-hmm. That's exciting. I mean, just even in our work that we've done together, Claudia, when you talk about this, even in some of the sessions that we've presented as fitness educators in our conferences and stuff, it's a hot topic and there's so much in there. But you mentioned hormones, and Wendy and Mark, your session is on, I'll tell you the title, it's The Proactive Approach to Perimenopause. So go ahead and tell us a little bit about that.
It's a hot topic for us because it's a hot topic for me.
Good one.
Moist in all the wrong places.
Right? You know what? This is one of the exciting things about fitness, right? Is as I mature and go through various stages, I become an expert in that area. So I've had 4 babies, taught through all 4 pregnancies, deliveries, etc. And so through that stage of having babies and reproducting and having small children, it was a great season for me to be able to share my journey with other women going through that same journey as well, right? To be an inspiration. Because, well, 20 years ago, when I was pregnant with my first couple of kids, it was still very unheard of, especially in certain communities, for you to be exercising right to term. Mm-hmm. And absolutely. So I was able to just lead by example and then take my time off 6 weeks, 8 weeks, whatever it was, depending on the pregnancy and the delivery, and then come back and show what a gradual return to exercise looked like for a fitness professional and what that could look like for the average everyday woman. And so now here we are, I'm in this perimenopausal stage, and okay, Mark's my champion. Let's research this, Wendy. Let's, you know, find all the best books, dig into all the things that you should be doing, because, hey, I've noticed that your physique is changing, even though you're still putting in easily 10 to 15 hours of movement in a week. You know, our eating hasn't changed a whole lot, but it's certainly, your body is still not responding in the same way. So what is that all about? How do we help me and other women feel like they have control during this time? Because it is incredibly confusing. I mean, there are symptoms during menopause and perimenopause that you don't even know are related. And there's so much to uncover. And it's really quite startling how much research there isn't. At least there's more now. But even 20 years ago, it was sort of like, fend for yourself, right? Put on a sweater, dress in layers, figure it out. But there's certainly a lot more support for women during this phase of life. And I think we need to advocate. I know there's lots of people that don't want to hear about menopause. But you know what? Every woman is going to go through it to some extent.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And so it should be something that we can speak about in our workplaces, in our homes, and certainly we can tailor our wellness approaches to best support women as they're going through it. So they don't feel like they're pulling out their hair, right? Like, should I be on a diet? Should I be lifting? Should I be doing more cardio? I don't know what to do. Make this make sense.
Yeah, even right. Research that was done 30 years ago, a lot of those same beliefs or practices are still continuing. And, you know, like, things have changed. Those studies were mainly done with men. How does that apply? That stuff doesn't necessarily work. And even the beliefs around, you know, different types of treatment or, you know, how to get over or to manage your symptoms, or to recognize what those symptoms are, or how long they're going to last, or am I normal? Is this okay? Right. Stuff that was passed on, you know, for us that are in the fitness industry or people that are in the health industry, you may be privy to the information and know it. The average person out there, they don't. They may get it just from the news, right? Like, or their coworker, or their family members. And so, you know,
how do we share it? Like, what avenues do we share it in a way that hits our audience and it's received and then implement it, right? Because there's so much information out there and so much, like, honestly, when I hear balance your hormones, I don't even know what that means. Is it because I'm, you know, is it by taking additional hormones that I balance this? What does this concept mean of balancing my hormones? Is it just that I have to sleep better? Like, what? Mm-hmm.
It's all encompassing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And
so, so at 50, you're still hot only in flashes, according to the outside world. But in our world, we know through what we do that you can be hot after 50 and after menopause
and beyond.
True.
And also, I think it's important to consider that it's not just for women that are going through this, it's for women that are approaching it. And I would say a woman of any age. Now, I don't want to tell a woman how to live her life, but mm-hmm. I think it's important that we know what's up ahead for us so we can plan now. And so I'm sure there's something that a woman can do in their 30s to prepare them for when they get into their 40s and 50s. And that's, I'm sure, stuff that you will touch
on. And even the people that they live with, right? Whether it's their spouse or their coworkers, right? Like, this brain fog is not typical of my usual way, but it could be related to menopause, right? Or whatever hormonal things are going on, right? It empowers people.
Yeah, men should know exactly what they're dealing with and how to be supportive. And it sounds like what you're going to bring to this workshop is something that addresses both sides of it, right? The male and the female, because you are both affected by it when you're with your partner.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And myself too, I've worked with women primarily my whole career as a trainer, and seeing it from the different generations, right? When you work with people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, you see it, right? And you see those patterns, and you see the transitions, especially when you work with people that you've been working with in 20 years, they've gone through that whole phase. And having the perspective from a guy or from the male standpoint, like for myself, I've always been attuned to it and intrigued about it and how can I help the people that I'm working with. So it's, you know, from my standpoint, it's like, I know a lot of husbands out there that have no clue.
A lot of marriages break up right around the perimenopause.
Yeah. And if you want to have a great relationship, which is holistic in terms of your health, then, hey, how do you support your spouse? Well, learn about this, man. It's not just a female thing.
It's everybody's business.
Right?
It's like everybody's business.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway.
That's amazing. And so your session is the second one on our itinerary for that day. So it starts off with practices for a healthy immune system. I'll talk about that in a moment. And then proactive approach to perimenopause with Wendy and Mark. And then finally, we've got endocrine fitness with Claudia. So listeners, check out the show's notes to see the website and to get more information and to register for that. It's only $40 plus applicable taxes. And you're also going to get, if you are a fitness or wellness professional, we have CECs that are going to be available for many of the fitness certifications available in Canada and the US, including ACE, CanFit Pro, YMCA, AFL-CA, etc. So check out that website. And then from my perspective with healthy practices for a healthy immune system. So the immune system, as somebody who has had autoimmune condition. Okay. I had a flare-up of ulcerative colitis back in 2008, and there have been things that I have been able to do to kind of manage that and live with it. But just overall, and we're not going into autoimmune condition. This is just for every body, because every body has an immune system. We're looking at what that immune system is, because oftentimes, because I talk about it a lot in my fitness classes and my yoga classes, and I say everybody know that the the lymphatic system or the immune system. And some people are like, oh, I've heard of it, but don't really know how it actually functions. So we're going to talk a little bit about what it is, how it functions, and how the lymphatic system is our floating immune system, and how movement is important, but it's not just about the movement. As Claudia had said, a lot of the emotional stuff and the mental stuff that goes with it, our immune system is also affected by our thoughts. So we're gonna look at different ways that being active and things that we can do while we're active, both with resistance training and like regular cardiovascular training or just movement in general, how that's going to benefit us, but then also specific things that we can do in our day, not just within exercise, but within just like waking up and getting our body and our lymphatic system and everything functioning so that there is this healthy turnover of our immune system. So things come in, our body is able to do what it needs to do in order to not have those bacteria and things have such a huge impact on us. But also just to keep our mind healthy as well. So I'm really thrilled about that because, like I said, this is the season to be talking about this stuff. And there's so many things that we can do to keep our immune system active isn't the word that I want to use, but that's kind of like what I mean, so that it's constantly on when we need it.
Yes. And all three of these workshops will go very well together.
Yeah.
Because yeah, they really complement each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the other thing that's really great about all three of these classes is that we also all come from the mind-body approach. Mm-hmm. And that's really, really vital for people to stay healthy altogether. Because if you don't have that side of it, you can do all the push-ups in the world, and you can do all the sit-ups in the world, and you can do all the lunges, and you can do all the squats. You're still missing a vital piece of what keeps your immune system and your endocrine glands and your hormones in balance in a way that makes you feel good as much and as often as possible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So listeners, check out the show's notes once again for more information on this event and also how you can register. Registration is currently open, and not only is it going to happen in real time. So as I said, the first session starts at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, 8 a.m. Hawaii time, and it's every hour on the hour from there. It's also going to be available in for on demand. So if you're unable to watch it or you want to watch it again later, you will have access to that within 24 hours of going live. But the most exciting part is we have a panel discussion that's happening at the end. So once we've gone through all three of our presentations, we have a panel discussion where the attendees can ask us questions, and we will be talking about our topics a little bit further based on the questions that we receive, which is very
I'm really actually interested to see how, who comes, right? Like who is really the most interested in what we're offering, since it doesn't fit into the typical box of mainstream fitness, right? Because again, we're not doing specific movement strategies. So I'm really excited to see who picks up what we're giving out and how they see it being relevant to their classes and clients and how they hope to implement it into the programming that they're offering in their spaces and places.
Absolutely. Yeah, usually mind body misfits will be attracted to our workshops.
Yes, definitely.
I definitely am hoping to see a handful of supporters from our Zoom at Noon group.
Yeah,
I'll be really excited to see some of them. Shout out to all my friends in the Edmonton region and Calgary region, YMCAers and others, hoping to see a whole bunch of you there. Absolutely. Paul, who are you expecting to pull in?
People that love me. So.
So that sounds like everybody.
Pretty much, no. No, but in all honesty, I think people that are really serious about beyond the fitness aspect of it, but understanding the more intricate things that go on within our body and how the stuff that we do every single day has an impact on our overall well-being. So I'll see a lot of people. Oh, bless you, Wendy. She's sneezing on the floor. I'll see a lot of people from our from CanFit Pro that have been to our sessions in the past. And yeah, just a lot of others. Claudia?
Same. Like I said, I usually attract the misfits and people who are a little more open-minded about fitness and looking and really looking for things to do in adjunct to what they're already doing. So those are the people that I usually attract towards me, looking just for something a little bit more off to the side.
That's a nice way of putting it.
And it really is, because we really are coming from a place of mind, body. And while it sounds like it's really popular, it might be, but I think a lot of it is misrepresented in our field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Just yoga, or it's just Pilates. And that is zero, that has nothing, that's just so far from the truth.
Yes. You know?
So that's what I hope my people who are coming will be bringing, that mindful, open-minded attitude to all the courses.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wendy and Mark, it's been a pleasure to have you here on the Mind Body Misfits podcast. We love you. We're so excited to work with the two of you in this event and future events, because I know that this is just the start of something amazing. Is there anything else that you want to share or add to share with our listeners before we move on?
Well, Paula, I've never met a microphone I didn't like, so I could babble on forever. But to stay relevant to the topic, I'm just really excited and thrilled to be collaborating with like-minded individuals. I know that I'm going to be learning something from our workshop, and so I'm really grateful. And I think this is, as you said, a great launching space for us to start something exciting and new. And I can't wait to see what comes after this too. I know we haven't even got to our event, and I'm ready to see what the next
ready for the next one.
In Hawaii.
Yes. The wellness from within retreat that we're going to do in Hawaii.
That's perfect. Yeah.
Awesome.
And will you guys just be coming back from your retreat in Italy?
That'll be in September.
After. That's in September. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
I'm staying put here in Hawaii until the snow melts everywhere else.
Good idea, Claudia. That's amazing. Wendy and Mark, thank you so much for being here. Looking forward to it. Listeners, once again, check out the show's notes for more information. You'll also find ways that you can connect with Wendy and Mark on the socials and their website. You guys have a website, right?
Not yet.
No. Not yet. Okay.
Not yet.
We're getting you one. But...
Who needs a website? What are your socials?
Exactly. We'll include all of that into the show's notes. So listeners, check that out. Claudia, pleasure as always. I love that we just had our first guests on the Mind Body Misfits podcast.
This is the first one, and I didn't talk too much. So that's good. I don't know. We'll see when the recording happens.
That's amazing. Listeners, again, check out the show's notes. Thank you so much for listening. And Claudia, take us home.
Why fit in when you were born to stand out? Aloha from the Mind Body Misfits.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Spiritfully Podcast is a Spiritful production. Executive producer, Paul Galoro. Co-producers, Mindbody Amico and Catherine Stilo. A big thank you and much love to you, the Living Spiritfully community, for liking, subscribing, sharing, and supporting this podcast.